ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, 63rd verse. Tan
Nimitta
Smaravyaja Smaravyaja Graha Grasta Vichetana
Vichetana
Tam
Tam
Eva Manasa,
Manasa,
Jayan,
Jayan,
Swadharmat,
Swadharmat,
Viraram,
Viraram,
Ha, Tan Nimitta Smaravyaja,
Tan Nimitta
Swarajaja, Graha Grasto Vichetana, Graha Grasto Vichetana, Tam Eva Manasa Jayan,
Tam Eva Manasa Jayan,
Swadharmat Viraramha, Swadharmat Viraramha.
तन्निमित्त स्मरव्याज ग्रहग्रस्त विचेत सह तामेव मनसाध्यायन सधर्मा वीर राम वन वर्ड इज वेरी सिग्निफिकेंट इन दिस कनेक्शन Grahagrastha Vichetasa. Grahagrastha means ghostly haunted or influenced by bad star. Grahagrastha. Sometimes we become, we are always Grahagrastha in this material world. It is said by some Vaishnava poet, Pisachi paile jano motichanna hoy, mayagrasta jiver sei dasha upojo. Pisachi, ghostly haunted or inspired by the witches, when one becomes so Matichanna, he becomes bewildered and his intelligence becomes scattered. Matichanna. That is the condition of all living entities within this material world, in different degrees. Everyone is ghostly haunted. And what is that ghostly haunted? That ghostly haunted Tannimitta Smaravyaja. This Ajamil has seen one Shudra and one Shudrani was embracing, kissing, loving, enjoying a lusty affair. So he became Tannimitta by seeing this activities of the Shudra and the Shudrani. Naturally, the lusty desire is there, which I explained yesterday. It is called Didruva Kama. This Kama, lusty desire, is a heart disease. So, he was infected by the heart disease. by seeing this scene, that one woman and man is embracing and kissing immediately. So the nature's law is so nice, or so perfect, that by seeing only you'll be infected. By seeing. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karvani sarup. We are put into such a position that every moment we are being affected by the three modes of material nature. Prakite kriyamana. The prakriti, the nature is working. So, expert, prakriti kriyamana. And karanam gunasanga asya sadasad yoni jasam. In this way, our transmigration from one body to another, tatha dehantara prapti, it is due to these infections of contracting different material modes of this. The whole world is going on. So therefore, our business of human life is how to protect ourselves from this infection of material nature. That should be the aim of human life. Not that allow us to be infected more and more and become implicated in the cycle of birth and death, sometimes lower, sometimes higher. This is not intelligence. The intelligence is how to get out of it. In the lower animal forms of life, the nature takes care. Jalajanam lakhani samura lakhavimsati krimayo rudra sankhaka. From the aquatics to the plant life, then insect life, then bird life, then beast life. Then we come to the human life, and that is also when we come to the civilized life. We should not waste our time like animals or lower creatures. Therefore, another important thing is that those who are born in India, Bharat Bhumi, they are to be considered the top. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Bharat Bhumi te manusya janma haiva jaa. Janma sarthakari karo paroka. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Those who have taken birth in India, Bharat Bhumi, they should make their life perfect by understanding the Vedic knowledge. And the Supreme Lord Krishna comes here to teach the Vedic knowledge. He left Bhagavad Gita. Then Vyasadeva developed the idea of Krishna consciousness from Bhagavad Gita, Vedanta Sutra, into Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhasayam Brahma Sutrana. So we have got this advantage, and we are giving up these advantages. First of all, the advantage is that we are born in India, and we have got the stock of knowledge left by great sages, rishis, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and you are not taking advantage of it. How much foolish we are becoming by so-called education, we should understand that. It is graha-grasa. We are thinking that our leaders are thinking that India becoming too much religiously conscious, they have been poverty state. No, that is not the fact. By Krishna's desire, by Krishna's will, everyone is provided. In the Vedas it is said, ekoja bhunam vidadhi kama. The Supreme Lord is quite competent to supply the necessities of life to millions and millions of living entities. There is no question of scarcity of supply. Ekoja bhunam vidadhi kama. In the forest there are millions of elephants. Who is supplying them food? Krishna is supplying. So there is no question of overpopulation. Overpopulation, there is no question of, if Krishna has overpopulation, he is competent to supply them food. But it is in nature's restriction. When we become godless, the nature's trouble will be there. Daivitesha gunoi mamamaya durutta. Just like the flood is going on in many parts of the world. So this is due to our sinful life. Nature is punishing. Adhi daivik. You cannot control. Nature will punish. Why nature is punishing? Because we are godless. That is nature's business. The more we become godless, the more we will be punished by the laws of nature. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Daivichesa gunavai mama maya durasya. You cannot survive. You make many scientific plans to overcome. It is not possible. Then how it is possible? Māmeva japparvaddhante māyāme tāṁ sarante. Unless you surrender to Krishna, that is your business. Therefore Krishna openly says, sarva-dharmān paritajya māmekam saranam. The Ajāmila, he was Brahmin, undoubtedly. But he fell a victim to Maya. But you know the story of Kalidas. He was a young man at that time. And one man instigated a prostitute, young prostitute, to deviate him. But she was unable. On the other hand, the prostitute became a Vaishnava. This is the difference between a devotee and a non-devotee. A non-devotee cannot surpass the stringent laws of material nature. But a devotee can do that. Because a devotee is not affected by the influence of material nature. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that māca-bhyāvicārini bhakti-yogena-ja-sevate sabunāna-samasitra-yedāna brahma-gūrāya-karma. Anyone who is strictly engaged in devotional service, he surpasses the influence of the laws of material. Sabunāna-samasitra-yedāna. He can surpass. Sagunana samasitta yitan brahma bhuyaga. This is the only way. Otherwise, how these European and American boys and girls, they are living strictly under regulatory principles. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication after drinking tea and no gambling. How they can surpass? It is possible when one is a devotee, pure devotee. That is possible. So this is the example. The Ajāmila was trained up as a nice Brahman, but he was not still expert to become Vaishnava. Therefore, but still the seed of Vaishnavism was there, because a Brahmana is trained up how to worship Vishnu, how to worship Narayana. That is essential. So this boy was also trained up how to worship Narayana, Vishnu, and it was beneficial at the last stage of his life. Sarvamapi asya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. Even if you practice little of devotional service, it can save you from the greatest danger of life that actually happened in the life of Vajrami. So, terminate. So in this age, especially Kali Yuga, it is very, very difficult to save oneself from these infections of life. We have got already, we have come to this material world to fulfill our lusty desires. Naturally, whenever there is any lusty activities, our heart disease immediately becomes impaired. And the same thing happened to Ajami. And grahagrastha vichetas. Grahagrastha, just like when we are haunted by a ghost capture, then vichetas, we are lost. Lost of our consciousness, our intelligence. He became like that. Tameva manasa dhyayon. Then instead of meditating on Krishna, he began to meditate on the lusty affairs of the Sudra and the Sudra. Therefore, in the Kali Yuga, the so-called meditation is a farce, because we are always seeing these lusty affairs before our eyes. Naturally, when we close our eyes and meditate, instead of thinking of Krishna or Vishnu, we shall think of women and other things. Therefore, it is not possible. In the Kali Yuga, it is not possible. Kite dhyayato Vishnu. In the Satya Yuga, it was possible. Meditation on Vishnu, not on other things. But now, in this Kali Yuga, we are infected with so many lusty desires that it is not possible. Therefore, Shastra said, Krite ca dhyayato Vishnu tetayam jajato makhai. You can realize Vishnu, because Vishnu is the ultimate goal of life. But we do not know that. Nati vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu. So, that Vishnu meditation was possible in the Krite, in the Satya Yuga, when a man used to live for 100,000 of years and then reduced. The next day it is 10,000 of years. And then again in the next day it is 1,000 of years. And now it is reduced to 100 years. So therefore it is said that Krite Jadhyayato Vishnu Tritayam Jajato Makhai. Dāpare Parichajjāyā Kalautad Harikītana. In the Kali Yuga, he performed perfect meditation by loudly chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. This is the recommendation of this Shastra. Not only one, but many Shastras. In the Bhagavata also it is said, Kalau dosa nidhi rajam asti riko mahanugunam kitanadeva krishnasya mukta sangha param braje. So, There are dangers in this material world. It is very dangerous place. Padam is just a vipadam. Every step, not only spiritually, materially. Suppose you are out of this temple, there is any chance you may be dashed by a motor car and die. So it is dangerous. Padam is just a vipadam. So our motive of life should be how to get out of this dangerous position of life. How to get out of it. That should be the aim. Not that to become more and more implicated in this dangerous situation of life. That is not intelligence. The intelligence is how to get out of it. That is this movement, Krishna consciousness movement. How to get out of this dangerous position and go back to home, back to God. This is the mission. It is not that by spiritual advancement one gets material facilities to increase the income and increase the standard of sense enjoyment. This is karmakandiya vichara. Karma to get the result and action of our fruitive activities. And that is not very good. They are called mudha. Those who are engaged in karmakandiya, entanglement, they are called mudha. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has commented on the word mudha described in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. The mudha means kurmis. Kurmis, they work day and night very hard. What is their aim? The aim is sense gratification. That is done by animals like dogs and hogs and asses. Nayam deha deho bhajam niloke kastan kaman arhadibi bhujam deji. This is the recommendation, that this life, human life, ayanga deha, niloke, in this, everyone has got a material body, but one who has got a material body in the human society, niloke, kastan kaman na arhati, to work so hard simply to satisfy the senses is not desirable. So modern civilization means that increase the activity of sense gratification. Especially, of course, in India still there are peaceful lands. But in the Western countries, from 5 o'clock in the morning, we see on the street thousands and thousands of motor cars. They are going to work. Thousands and thousands. And they will come at night. And this has begun also in India. We see in big cities like Calcutta and Bombay, they are coming early in the morning from home and going night. Going at home at night, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and then sleep for 2 or 3 hours, and again go to work. So there is a story that a little child, because when his father comes back, he is asleep, and when the father goes out of home, he is asleep. So, one night he saw one man, he is lying there. So he is asking his mother, who is this man? Who is this man? Actually, this is the position that we are working there. In Bombay and Calcutta, we have seen that they are hanging on the, what is called, local trains, and there are sometimes accidents. Since this way, gradually we are coming to very dangerous pattern of living condition. with the age, with the advancement of this age of Kali. And it is said that for earning our bread, we have to walk like an ass in this Kali. This is not civilization. The civilization is, that is really Vedic civilization, that ayama deha, nayama deha, niroki, kaskan kaman. We should make our life so simple and easy that we can get our necessities of life without any hard labor and save time to advance in Krishna consciousness. That is perfect civilization. This is not perfect civilization. There is every chance of being influenced by this lusty desire, and that is going on, especially in the Western country. For fulfilling these lusty desires, there are so many clubs at night, night clubs, bottomless and topless, and so many advertisements. This is not civilization. Civilization is peaceful life, and we should be satisfied in simple mode of life and always think of Krishna. Therefore, Vrindavan life is like that. Vrindavan life, especially those who are engaged in devotion and service. So we have opened this temple to give facility to the elderly section of the human being to come and live with us. We invite all elderly persons, especially retired persons, they should come and live with us. We have got a nice guest house, and if required, we can construct many other guest houses, at least those who are retired. Everyone should retire after 50th year. That is the injunction of this hostel. After 50 years, one should give up family life and Banang Vrajet. Banang means Vrindavan. Banang Vrajet. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaja said, Bhai, Tassadu Manne Asuravarja Dehna Sada Samudha Bhinna Dhyama Sadgraha Hityatma Ghatam Griha Amda Kupam. Hityatma Ghatam Griha Amda Kupam Banangato Jad Harima Sreta. Banangato, one should go in the Bana and Vrindavan. Then what to do there? Harima Sreta. Otherwise, if you live in Vrindavan like monkeys and other animals, and that will not be beneficial. Harimasraya. Come here, live here, and take shelter of Hari. That is the ultimate goal. Therefore, Hari personally says, Krishna, Sarvadhammān Paritajya Māmi Kaṁ Saranam Vata. Harimasraya. So, we are not only inviting Indians throughout the whole world, now we have got connection with the whole world. We invite everyone, at least after the age of 50, they should come here and Vrindavan. They should live peacefully and take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna Balaram and be happy in this life and get salvation in next life. Thank you very much.